أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 6 of Surah Hud, the first of the verses of the 12th juz of the Quran Sharif. In the past verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's knowledge is such that whatever people reveal, whatever they conceal, all of it is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He has full knowledge of what is in the hearts of people. Continuing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His great mercy upon the entire creation, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of the sustenance of the entire creation. Allah did not leave it in the hands of the creation itself. Hence Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there is no moving creature in the earth, illa ala Allahi rizquha, but its sustenance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word ala in Arabic refers sometimes to a responsibility given to someone. But here nobody could have imposed sustenance upon Allah. Nobody can impose anything upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has taken the responsibility of sustaining the entire creation Himself. And when we look at the very first verse of the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, all praise are due to Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. And He is the Rabb not because anyone imposed, but because He is most kind, most compassionate, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So through His compassion, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of sustenance. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Mustaqar and mustawda has been defined differently by different commentators of the Quran Sharif. One definition is that permanent abode, and mustawda, the temporary abode. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of both, that where a person will be stationed permanently and where a person is stationed temporarily, that all Allah Ta'ala knows. When a person is at home, Allah Ta'ala will send and deliver his sustenance to him over there. A person is on journey, a person goes out of the home for a few seconds, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala delivers his sustenance over there. That is all in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and others from the Ash'ari tribe had made hijrat and they had come to Madinah Tayyibah. As they came to Madinah Tayyibah, their resources had been extinct, it was finished, they had no food. And hence they decided to send one person as a delegation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam if he has anything that he could offer them. This person goes to the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the home, and inside the home, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is making tilawat of the Quran, and now he is reciting this ayah, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. One is the tilawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the other is the heart of a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person listens to the ayat, he digests it immediately, that sustenance is in the hands of Allah. He goes back to these people. He doesn't ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He doesn't fulfill the task that he was sent for. He goes back to his people and he says, such arrangements that have been made for you has never been made before. These people thought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making some arrangements. This person didn't clarify, he didn't specify what has happened. The people sit there, they wait. Two people come with a platter and trays of food and they place it in front of these people to eat, such that they ate to the full, they enjoyed it, and there was something left. Now they decided that they will take this to the leftover back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in their minds it came from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they say to him that this food was delicious and they thank him, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, I had never sent any food to you. Now this person then explains what had happened, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is the best of sustainers that directly sustained you people. That was yaqeen of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Kullun fi kitabin mubeen. All of it is written in the manifest book that is in the Lawh-e Mahfooz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written the sustenance of each and every individual. Allah has written the lifespan of each and every individual. Allah has written where a person will leave this world, and the last of it all is this, that a person will never leave this world until all his sustenance had been completed. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.